Good morning, November 12th, 2016. Steve Sherlock here in Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. Reflecting back on the week there was, a whole lot of things going on. The most newsworthy, I think, the most significant and nuanced was the election results. By now you've probably heard, especially if you're in the U.S., but even those friends listening from across the way, outside our borders, you're probably asking, what? Yeah, a lot of us are as well. So he took the majority of the Electoral College votes. He did not win the majority of the votes. So he has no mandate. It's going to be that much more challenging going forward, period. Even if Hillary had won and, by chance, taken some other Democratic senators along with her so that the balance of power would have shifted a little bit, it would still have been a challenging road. No doubt about it. But it's that much more challenging now when he, who has literally the power, but no mandate, although his own reality is certainly different from a lot of others, he certainly did not get the majority vote. And with Congress more equally divided than ever before, it's not going to be easy to get things done. The Republicans proved that with Obama's executive orders and how little effect they actually had. So we are definitely into some challenging times. And what does that mean for us? I think individually, it means, if anything, a return to civil discourse. If we can't respectfully sit down at a table and discuss without getting into rhetoric, without getting into name-calling, without getting into the values that he espouses, we're continuing further down this slippery slope, and there's no hope. If anything, I think looking back, the hope that Obama brought, not everybody clearly bought into. We have certainly found out that we are much more of a racist country than many of us would acknowledge. We are also much more of a sexist country than many of us would acknowledge. Those are the realities. So now let's have a civil discourse about how we're going to deal with that. Do we truly want to live in the way that he would espouse? I don't think so. So I'm open for discussion. Civil discourse, of course. Nothing less. Togetherness will get us forward. Separation will only break us. You know, our forefathers, divided we stand. Divided we are conquered, united we stand. That was worthy then and is worthy now. So we need to stand united. Find that common ground through civil discourse. Develop the ideal that was laid forth by the Declaration and the Articles of Confederation and the Articles of Congress, etc. And how we're going to deal with each other. And how we're going to deal with life here in these United States of America. Because the choice is always ours. We can choose what to do and how to do it. You know, worst case, you just come back to your own circle, your sphere of influence. Determine what you can do and how you can do it amongst the members of your family. And then that next circle of friends and relatives and those who you bring into that circle. And then depending upon your desires and how far you want to broaden that circle. It's all the same. Be careful of what you do, how you do. Treat each other with respect, civility. And at least if we have those little circles, then the circles can get connected. And then the connections can be more powerful than the individual. That is my hope. That is what I will continue to work for. And hopefully many of you will join us in that effort. And if you're not so inclined, at least let's have a civil discourse around why. There may be something there we can choose to get together on. Because we do need to stay together. No man is an island. No person is an island. So that's all I have to say today. That's enough. It's the end, the middle of November, kind of the end of the peak season. There are still some gorgeous colors around, but a lot of the trees, a lot of the deciduous trees are losing their leaves. Some are hanging in there. So there's still some color. Enjoy what it is out there and around you, wherever this finds you. Be well. Take care. Until the next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Steve's 2 Cents from Franklin, Mass.